Report: Talk radio employees revolt over George Soros-backed leftist spying Spanish stations. By Hannah Blow on June 8, 2022. Reports published on Tuesday indicate that an agreed to sale of Radio Mumbi, a Spanish-language talk radio station in Miami, to a George Soros-backed leftist group has prompted a potential mass exodus of its employees. Televisa Univision, which owns Radio Mumbi, is reportedly facing so much employee disgust from the sale that the conglomerate is offering key Radio Mumbi personalities $120,000 bonuses, half paid once the Federal Communications Commission approves the sale, half once the leftist group takes over, to stay at the network. The buyer is a newly formed corporation called the Latino Media Network, connected to several far-left radicals, including Soros himself. The network's leaders have said that it aims to reach major markets nationwide: Los Angeles, New York, Houston, Chicago, Dallas, San Antonio, McAllen, Fresno, Las Vegas, and Miami, to combat Spanish-language misinformation and disinformation. In addition to the Soros ties, the network is run by Stephanie Valencia, a former Obama outreach director, and Jess Morales Rocketo, a left-wing pro-immigration activist. The investment group Lakestar Finance, directly affiliated with Soros Fund Management, reportedly funded the group in its attempt to purchase 18 Spanish-language radio stations, including Mumbi. The sale of Radio Mumbi has particularly outraged the Cuban exile community because of its historic status as a broadcaster sharing news of human rights violations by the Castro regime and voices opposing communism. The Media Research Center's Jorge Bonella first reported, citing unnamed sources, that Univision was offering Radio Mumbi talent $120,000 retention bonuses contingent upon staying through completion of the transfer to Soros Finance Group. The conservative site El American later reported that some hosts of the station would be uncomfortable continuing to work there under the banner of an entity so closely aligned with Soros and the Democrat Party, and would not do so even if they are offered $120,000 to stay. The Latino Media Network's connections to Democrats goes far beyond Soros. For instance, Morales Rocketo, a board member, has worked at various nonprofits and is an alumna of Hillary for America, the AFL-CIO, Obama for America, and the Democratic National Committee, according to Axios. Ultimately, insiders fear that the revolt could delay the Federal Communications Commission's, FCC, approval. According to El American, another internal source from Radio Mumbi said that he would leave regardless of the bonus, since he would never take a dollar from Soros. According to this source, who generates thousands of dollars in advertisers for the station, if the main commentators leave the radio, it goes bankrupt. There are three or four conservative anchors that have very high peak listenership and a number of clients that produce tens of thousands of dollars worth of ads. If they leave, Radio Mumbi goes bankrupt, and that is a problem for the Latino Media Network and Televisa Univision, who want to make the transition as peaceful as possible so as not to sink Mumbi and take advantage of its reach in the Hispanic audience. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis's campaign is already planning to combat the Soros-linked takeover of Hispanic radio stations, submitting a PSA, alerta, warning, to run on two Miami radio stations, WAQI AM and WQBA AM, warning that the left is taking control of our local media and targeting the Hispanic community with their ideological agenda.